Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the concept of the hereafter, the misconception I'd like to discuss today relates to the glad tidings of the Prophet, which are mentioned in certain narratives, that if a lady loses two children or three children in their infancy, then then she shall be rewarded to paradise and she shall be shielded from the fire of hell. This is what is actually mentioned. And the words of the narrative recorded in Bukhari are, this is of course a narrative which relates to a particular occasion in which the Prophet Muhammad was giving certain advice to women. And he is reported to have said at this occasion, أَيُّمَا إِمْرَأَةٍ مَاتَ لَهَا ثَلَاثَةٌ مِنَ الْوَلَدْ كَانُوا لَهَا حِجَابًا مِنَ النَّارِ قَالَتْ إِمْرَأَةٌ إِثْنَانْ قَالَ وَإِثْنَانْ. So this narrative says that once when the Prophet ﷺ was speaking to women, he said that if a lady loses three children in their infancy, then she shall be shielded from the fire of hell. And one of the women who was present there in the gathering, she said, what if a lady loses two of her children? The Prophet said, then these glad tidings stand for such occasions as well. So if on the basis of this narrative it is construed that a woman would end up in paradise, she shall be shielded from hell if she loses two children or three children, and come what may, she may be a practicing Muslim, she might not be a practicing Muslim, she might be a lady who's disobedient to God, then it needs to be understood that all these narratives have certain things which are understood. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of course, when he is speaking to these on such occasions, and narrators are of course recording his words, and there are certain things which are understood and which are generally not recorded. And one of these things, of course, is that these glad tidings relate to Muslim women who are honest and true and believing Muslim women. They are not disobedient to God. And moreover, it also needs to be understood that we know from the Quran that paradise is nothing but a reward for one's patience. So when these words are said by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then of course what the implication is that if a lady shows patience on such a big catastrophe that has occurred in her home, she's lost two or three children, and if she shows patience and perseverance, then the Almighty shall reward her for her perseverance. And this of course has been mentioned in the Quran very clearly. The Quran says, وَجَزَاهُمْ بِمَا صَبَرُوا جَنَّةً وَحَرِيرًا. Which means that paradise for them is actually a reward for their good deeds. The words of the verse actually mention hari as well, which is of course a very expensive form of cloth. But as the verse itself says, that paradise is primarily the reward of one's patience that one shows at the calamities that befall him or her. So this narrative also is very, very specific here. It says that if a lady shows patience, then of course paradise is nothing but the reward of this patience, of the calamity that has befallen her. So therefore, if a lady is to be shielded in the hereafter from hell, then first of all, of course, it has to be her deeds, which should be such that that shall take her to paradise and shield her from hell. It is not at all the fact, as could be construed from this narrative, that mere loss of children would guarantee paradise for women. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.